Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 174, part 2, the conclusion, Learning to be Content. Today is Sunday, November 21st, 2010. We are heading towards Thanksgiving. Hope it's a good one. And by the way, don't get confused in Pastor Paul's message when he refers to Mother's Day. So it's just a double holiday for us on the podcast. Be sure to get mom something special. At least say thank you for the nice dinner. Hey, there's hope. There is hope in Jesus. There is life so real. You can feel love like you've never felt before. Like a child who trusts. Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from spirited North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA, and I'm sitting in the rabbi's office right now at Disciples Ministries historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. Right now, I can hear some bags rustling. We are filling them with food. If you need food and you live in North Minneapolis, you live in South Minneapolis, you live in East Minneapolis, West Minneapolis, you live in the state of Minnesota, come to Pastor Paul's and register your household for monthly groceries. If you're living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior, 60 years and older, or disabled with proof, maybe you're a veteran, come call us at 612-521-4665 Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. and get your household registered for groceries. We have got a lot of food and we have a lot to give away, so don't be shy, give us a call. And for those of you who are not in Minnesota and you're listening to this podcast, be sure to join our online community. A lot will be happening there in the future, but for right now, just go to the top of the homepage. You're going to find interactive links to Pastor Paul's blog, Flickr, the podcast, Life Vantage, and YouTube. And don't forget Twitter. Sounds little, but it's big. Twitter. Follow the Twitter Rumble, generally on Thursday, where I do live tweets when I'm actually recording Pastor Paul's messages. So don't forget Twitter Rumble on. Why do we call it the Twitter Rumble on Thursday? Why? Because we're in the middle of a rumble. Can you hear that phone ringing? All right, we're already getting calls for Pastor Paul's. People want to register, but call back at 1 o'clock. You can also go to Pastor Paul's blog. You can leave a comment, ask a question, make a suggestion, give a testimony. If you want to do all that at the blog, go ahead. We'll be interested in reading it. You can also email me, but I wouldn't. I've got way too many emails. Better yet, just call me on the phone, 612-521-4665. I'd love to hear your voice. Okay, don't send me an email. Call me on the phone. Or start a podcast. It's fun. All right. Hey, I am psyched. I'm in the rabbi's office. How can't you be excited about that? Speaking of the rabbi, also scripture links within Pastor Paul's messages. Be sure to check those out. Now, this is the November introduction. I almost forgot. This is the November introduction. Let me get my tapes. Hang on a minute. I'm in the rabbi's office at the rabbi's desk. I'm taking over, people. Okay, here we go. Hang on. I have to take the rubber band off of all these tapes I have for the month of November. Okay, and you know, if you come to the podcast, you know, you can just actually go through this message. You don't have to listen to the whole thing. Okay, but here it is. Who is willing to go? That's next week's message. Learning to be content. Oh, learning to be content. I've been going to so many things, talking and listening about content. I get the two mixed up sometimes. Be content or be content. Well, I guess that's what we are right now. We're being content. Okay. We that know the Lord. I wonder if there's some we that know the Lord. Okay, well, that's the next one. Whatever happened to the will of God for now? Okay, I'm kind of thinking on all of these. Let me go back again. You know, I am kind of a slow reader, but I'm trying to I'm trying to kind of take this in. Okay, let me try it again. Now, keep in mind, this is not a radio broadcast. It's a podcast, okay? So I don't have to do a perfect job. All right, here we go. This is the November announcement. I'm your hostess for the mostest. I already said that. Okay, who is willing to go? That's a good one. I know that's going to be good. Who is willing to go? I am. Okay, I know you're holding up your hands right now. The next one, learning to be content. That I know is going to be a good one because that is hard for all of us, especially me. Learning to be content, not content. We that know the Lord. Now that one, we that know the Lord. I get it. We that know the Lord. Okay. Whatever happened to the will of God for now? Okay. Those are them. Those are November's podcasts coming up. And be sure to listen both on Friday night and on Sunday. We're kind of doing the same thing that we did with Pastor Paul in church. You know, every Friday night we came in and listened to a message that was always so cool because it was at night and we came in and listened. There usually weren't hardly any people here, very few people, the die-hard people that wanted to hear the message. Okay, so you've got to hear that. That is part one. Part two is on Sunday. A lot more people come on Sunday. You know, everybody kind of goes to Sunday school, the church thing. But I want you, my die-hard podcast listeners, I want you to listen to part one on Friday and part two on Sunday. Promise me. Scout's honor. God bless you. Have a great month of November. Have an excellent Thanksgiving. And if you need food, give us a call. Bye.
Years ago, I saw a show where they honored this man, and they had a parade, and they marched him into town, and he came into town. I think it was a cowboy show, kind of like, well, during the turn of the century, and he had on these little hats, you know, and they had on this suit, and they had on this little tie, and he had on these pants, and they had these button-up shoes on and everything, you know, and he came, and they were playing this band. He was walking into town, and he got into town. Oh, they were just had banners up in there. And later on in the movie, you know what they do? They tarred and feather this guy, and they were running him out of town on a rail. Looked like Big Bird, you know what I mean? Running him out of town on a rail. Oh, God, I thought those people are mean. And I thought, is this the same show? I was just a little kid. I said, they just got done drumming up a great thing for the guy, and they had a dinner for him, and people were praising him up and down. And look at now, they're taking him out of here on a rail. And he's all tarred and feathered with this hot tar and all these feathers. Remember, they had to take some kind of a solution, try to get it off, and he was picking it off his body, and he was all sore, and he had to put mustard plaster on the guy. Oh, God, I thought, people are really mean. I remember sitting in the movie and crying. Oh, God, look what they did to him. I didn't say God, I didn't know God, but look what they did to him. You know, I said God, I didn't say Lord. Look what they did, this is terrible. I'm a baller in a movie. How many here ball? You ball when you go to movies? I ball when I look at people sometimes. You got to remember Jesus. He says, oh, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Hated and friendless and spit on, hanging on a cross. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And the woman came in and she was wiping his feet and she cried on his feet and got all the dust off and wiped it with her hair. And they were thinking, what's that whore doing around him? I wonder what's going on between them two. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They called him a whoremonger. They called him every manner of name, and he said, I'm going to take it all on anyway. It'll be nailed to the cross, and once it's nailed to the cross, it will all be forgiven by my blood. I will give my life that you may gain your life. So let them say whatever that they may. You must be willing to give up everything for Christ. We must be willing to go downwards in order that Christ's name may go upwards, in order that Christ's name may be better known, glorified among men. The Bible says, I know how to be abased, says Paul. We learn how to suffer for Christ's sake. You're going to suffer anyway. Look at these beautiful girls sitting here. Hey, we are in a world of suffering. Your life is going to have trials in it, girls. I mean, you know, just get ready for it and say, all right, now I'm going to have trials. You don't know what's going to happen. The other day I was coming down the street. A guy pulls out in front of me, 35 miles an hour. I'm going, I didn't see him. Wham, I'm up against the windshield. My face is like this. My body goes underneath the dash. I break the dash with both of my knees, and I put my hand like this. I'm stunned. I said, this is incredulous. What happened? That quick. Say amen, somebody. See, we don't know. Why not start to learn how to be content right now? Because a trial's going to come. It's easy to be content right now. We're sitting in church. You know. By the time this is over, you'll be a little hungry. Learn how to be content when you're hungry another 3 hours from now. But praise God, you can't get out anyway. So learn how to be content. The doors are locked. The windows are locked. No one can get out of here. No malcontentment today. We're going to learn how to be content. If it takes all day sitting here, we're going to learn it. Jesus teaches how to be content when we're hungry. Are your kids content when they're hungry? No. I'm hungry! When are we going to eat? You said that an hour ago. I'm hungry. Your kids ever say that, Mick? You say that too, I bet, huh? Well, when are we going to eat? We're worse than the kids, are we? Only thing is, we're bigger. We can go over and see how it tastes. Are you getting a little more content? Well, I don't know if you are or not. I know how to abound. Now, do you know how to abound? A second valuable lesson. I know how to abound. Now, I think a lot of people know how to be abased a little bit. But a lot of people know a little about abounding. They know how to be abased, but not how to abound. They have become accustomed to the low life. Listen, we have people in our area who have been accustomed to living in a low life. They do not know that there's more. You hearing this? That's where we come in. I don't give them a prosperity teaching. God wants you to be rich and famous. The life of the rich and famous. Over here, these people are eating out of gold spoons. And, you ever see that program? The Rich and Famous? What a program. See, when they're put down in the pit with Joseph, they look up and see the starry promise and they hope for an escape. There's a lot of people like that. But then when they are put on the pinnacle, they get just a little bit dizzy in the head and they are ready to fall. In other words, they're great in the struggle, but they are useless in the snuggle. They got to be under pressure. Pressure. Now, I am better under pressure. When the pressure and they turn the screws on. Oh, I cry. I cry, but I break loose and I start doing the will of God. But I had to learn how to abound. How many hearing this? I had to learn that, yes, you be like Jesus and be on the pinnacle of the temple, will you be able to handle it? Well, why don't you just fall down there? What's the matter? You ain't got no faith? Don't you trust God? Now, that's the kind of teaching that you're getting right now. Don't you trust God? Well, go ahead. Fall down. Yeah, go ahead. Sure, I trust God. I come from the faith teachings. I'll fall right off here, and God will send angels. Don't you dare to try God like that. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. See, a lot of times you can find scriptures for things and you can be scripturally right, but spiritually you are wrong. You are giving it in the letter and you're not getting it in the law of love. Why did you make that decision? It was made in Christ. And that's all you have to say. Say amen, somebody. Oh, it's hard for people. Some people, after they have a success after success, and they've been you know, crowned for their successes, when all their troubles are over, what do they become? They become proud. Well, there's nothing worse than getting proud. And sometimes we try not to be proud. Oh, I remember I went out, and I was in my new ministry. I was evangelizing, and I'd read these scriptures, and I had ministry tapes. You remember years ago I had the Suffering Saints tapes? That's when they totally said, you are off. And now it's on again. And that was 12 years ago. And anyway, oh no, don't ever talk about suffering saints. There is no such thing. And the Bible is full of suffering saints. They stoned them. They had martyrs. They had everything else. People suffered trial after trial after trial. And they just take those pages and tear them out. And there's only one word left in the Bible. Amen to everything they preach on their own. So anyway, this guy come up and he says, you know what? You are really talented. You are going to make a great evangelist. The Spirit's telling me this and that. And I thought, now how do I act like I'm humble? And I tried not to smile. And you know, I was new in my ministry. And I, no, it's not me. It's Jesus. And I was thinking, but it is me too, of course. Me and Jesus. And the guy come up to me and he said like this. He said, when someone gives you a pat on the back, say, thank you very much, and let it go at that. Don't go into this long explanation. He didn't say that, but that's what he meant, and that's what I got from God. Don't go into a long explanation about how it's not you, it's God. Just say thank you and go on. Say amen. Just say thanks and go on. Because see, when you're on top of the pinnacle up there, it's easy to get proud. Whew. They become the ha-ha-ha people that get proud. They become a told you people. Now often do we see people who had nothing become rich and increased in goods, and they are changed. A guy drove down here. He had some kind of a Lincoln I'd never seen before. It must have cost about 100,000, I don't know. And he drove up, and the windows were all darkened and everything, you know. And this guy got out, and he was dressed. Oh. And he had this wife and the little kid in the back car. And he was going to say hi to some of his friends. And he got out of the car. And there was some guy, let's call him Mickey Joe, with a hat turned sideways, you know, like the East Side kids. And another guy with tennis shoes on, you know, them ugly ones they got now. They come way up here. Aren't they ugly? Why do they make tennis shoes like that? God, they're ugly. But they got these tennis shoes. The straps come way up here, you know, and everything, you know. And here he's standing in his overalls, you know, and a T-shirt on. I'm great and all this, you know. He's standing there. And then another guy was standing there. Couple of winos were standing there, and this guy got out, and he was going to try to get in with his old crowd. It didn't work. It didn't come off. He wasn't sincere in it at all. And they kind of felt that, and they got all kind of nervous and everything, you know. Well, we'll be seeing you now. You take care of yourself. It's been great seeing you. You know, he drove off with his license plates, New York City, New York, New York, New York, and off he went, you know. Didn't come off. He hadn't learned yet how to be content. Say amen, somebody. Oh, God. I'm so glad. I can go to prisons and relate with prisoners. Yeah, I can relate with them a lot. Say amen, somebody. I can go down Skid Row and relate with some of those guys. If you don't forget how it is. Say amen, somebody. Are you hearing this message? Woo! I am persuaded. And I am persuaded, and I know that only the grace of God can keep me when I'm wealthy. I know God's grace has to keep me when I have a lot, when I'm abounding. And a lot of Christians I've seen that receive a lot of wealth, they fall. They get what they call the money heart. It sticks to their finger just like tape. They can't get rid of it. God help us all who claim wealth and things. We become animals when we get a lot of stuff. But many of us will have leanness of soul and you know what, neglect spiritual things until we learn that when we abound and when we have much, that we have to learn how to be content in that. You know, the quickest way to abound in having much, give it away. Give it away. Now Paul, when he had a whole lot, he knew how to use it. He asked God, keep me humble. Have you prayed that lately? Keep me humble? I haven't had to pray it lately, but sometimes when I'm on the pinnacle, I have to pray it. Say amen, somebody. Right now I'm in a valley. How many are in a valley here today? I want to know who's with me. Put your hand up if you're in a valley. You in a valley? Down in the valley, valley so low. You can put your hands up as I sing it. Hear the wind blow, boys, hear the wind blow. Coyotes will howl, boys, coyotes will howl. A few wolves too. Down in the valley, valley so low. Can you be content down in the valley? Sure you can. Get up and do your dirty dishes and mind your own dang business, and then you'll be happy and content. But if you're down, if you're all miserable and miscontented, and then you're discontent about somebody else's affairs and so on like that, and you're grubbing into somebody else's things, you're going to be most miserable. Say amen, somebody. You hear that? How many heard that? Put your hands up and say, I heard it. Praise the Lord. And just get simple. You know what? You know why I like preaching? The Bible says, be a fool for Christ's sake. And I'm always that way, naturally. Be a fool. How many have heard that scripture? Be a fool for Christ's sake. Have you heard it, girls? You're hearing it now. Let's all be a fool for Christ's sake. Put our hands up. I'm a fool. Will you do it for Jesus? Go ahead. Just be a fool. Go ahead. You won't be content. You'll go home and you'll say, I wish I would have done it, but I just couldn't do it. Guy was too much of a fool. I didn't want to get like him. See, you got to have a little bit of humor when you preach like I do. But people roll over, froth at the mouth, and die right there in the aisle. Say amen, somebody. But let me close this message up. Oh, finally. Oh, but the Apostle Paul says like this and goes on to say, everywhere and in all things. Everywhere in all things. Didn't say for all things. I heard a guy say, I praise God for all things. I says, that is not scriptural. Don't praise for all things. It says in all things. Now you're in it, start praising your way out of it. Everywhere and in all things, I am what? Instructed. Both to be full and to be hungry. You have to be instructed. Oh, your kid starts yelling, I want to eat. You say, hey, you aren't going to starve to death. Be cool. Give your kids back the same lingo. Be cool, man. See, let me close it here. I believe it is a divine lesson to know how to be full. You remember the Israelites with all their mouths still full and the wrath of God fell? To know how to be hungry, in other words, is a hard lesson. But to know how to be full, I believe, is a harder one yet. Don't you get mean when you're full? Don't you? You know, in the Bible, when they tried to hoard their manna, what happened? It got all full of wiggly worms. You can't keep it. Whatever you try to keep, it starts to stink. You try to keep a... Now, I know there's girls listening on the radio. You try to keep a boyfriend, and he'll start to stink. Give him a few hard knocks. Make him wait an extra 15 minutes. Hear him! Hear him! Oh! Right there at the door. Let's go! Oh, I love you so much. I love you. I love you. Huh? Say amen. The only one you can give your all to is Jesus Christ. That'll understand it. Give your all to people and they'll misuse you. Say amen, somebody. You ever hear that song, All of Me, Take All of Me? Take my arms, I want to lose them. Huh? You ever hear that one? Anybody ever hear it? Same people. I want to hear in his word. Oh, we have such a desperate is the tendency of the human nature to forget God, isn't it? Oh, a guy told me today, you know what? I'm a self-made man. Well, I said, man, you could have done a better job with your legs and your arms. Huh? You could have done a better job on your head. I mean, if you made yourself, what? I said, no, you're not self-made. Somebody had to change your dirty diapers and bring you up and everything else. What are you talking about? Because you have money? You think, is that your God? You self-made money? Nobody is self-made. Aren't you glad you didn't make yourself? Hey, I'm glad I didn't make myself. I don't have to take the responsibility for this mess. Say amen, somebody. Oh, I'm a self-made man. We all need to pray this, that God would teach us how to be full. Full can cause us to be lazy sluggards, mean and uncaring people. Oh, God. Paul also knew how to experience the two extremes of fullness and hunger. What a trial that is. To have all the mercies one day and the next day have no mercies. And you walk into a room and everybody was real friendly and you walk into that room. I remember going to a preacher's meeting. This is years ago. And I knew all these preachers in there. And I walked in and I had preached some message on suffering. That's what it was, just like I told you. And I walked into this room and it got real quiet. And right away I knew I was in the enemy's camp. You ever get real quiet when you walk into a room? Real quiet. Real quiet. And just a little before that, it was a week before that, you were hearing the praises ring in your ears. God, what happened? Doesn't anybody love me? Doesn't anybody care? I was driving down the highway and the tears were running down my eyes and I started to sing, doesn't anybody love me? And I started to laugh. Doesn't anybody care? Huh? Because I had learned how to be content with praise and depraise. I went out here to the zoo and I seen this great big old beautiful eagle. Now he was fresh trapped. No, this was in this was in Chicago. And he was in there. He was picking at this. And I thought, oh, that's so sad. See, now this bird had known his freedom. And he wanted out of that cage. But there's some people that have been caged up. They don't know that they can be free. They're born in a cage. A lot of people on the north side are born into this cage. And they're kept in this cage. You hear me, politician? Kept in this cage. Open up the door. Open up the door of opportunity. Open up the door of putting some factories in here. Have some hard heads like me running it. Open up the door for people to have things going on down here. Where there's people like myself, and I'm talking in God now, that will discipline. But we'll give people the word of God that will discipline them. We'll say, now, if you can be here at 7 o'clock in the morning and quit at 7 o'clock at night, we can make this a model for the whole United States and for the world and say, look out, Japanese! Banzai! I mean, as far as being dedicated. And so that everything isn't made in Japan, made on the north side. And instill a pride of product in the people. Can it be done? Almost assuredly it can. We've got a dishwasher downstairs. He didn't want to do anything. And now he's working. He came in and he was so out of it, man, he was in, I don't know where he was. I mean, he was out of it, you know what I mean? Man, it's so nice out, I feel like I'm in Hawaii. One of my people says, well, we don't need you in Hawaii. Come on back. Are you hearing this? Oh, some complain about the poor. I got a call. Brother, this is so-and-so. I'm a man of wealth. Self-made. That's the guy I was talking about before. Self-made man. And it just makes me sick to see people scrunching around in that hobo bus you got down there, them guys getting on there. Now, they just make me sick. And I think if you're really honest, you'll tell them that they are sickening. And here they are down there getting a free lunch. And I listened to him, and I thought, this is really going to be hard for me to really be content with this guy. I mean, you know, he needs a blast over the phone. Because I had the phone way out here. I could hear it across the room, you know what I mean. I said, brother, can I say something to you? Are you a Christian? He said, oh, yes, I'm born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. And I just think it's being all wrong here. And I said, well, you know, your wealth and your position and your home and your cars and your food and your self-made body and self-made brain and self-made heart and everything else. If you were given, had peanut butter sandwiches at Christmas time and powdered milk and government cheese for Thanksgiving and so on like that, oh, how you would complain and how people like you would complain. I think we'd have to put a new definition of murmuring in, altogether a new word for murmur. I think we'd have to invent a new word, because you wouldn't be able to do that. You have not learned, like I didn't know, and you always place yourself in there, I said, like I didn't know some time back, how to be content with abounding. You're not content. Here you have all this, and you're mad at somebody that's getting a little. I've known hunger, but I haven't known it like they know in Ethiopia right now. God, that is so terrible. You ever see them pictures on TV? Every time I see them, I feel like I'm going to go to Ethiopia. And just for an instance, I see myself with one of those jungle gin hats on and the short pants. You know what I mean? And the boots on like the Englishmen used to wear and the crop. And I see myself in that. But you know, before I can get up off of the Davenport, the vision dissipates. God doesn't want me over there. But isn't it awful? And right now we're ditching all kinds of things. We're having nuclear accidents that's ruining crops. We're throwing out tons and tons of food and everything else. God, help me to be aware and help me to be compassionate. And now you may ask, by what cause and course of study did you acquire this peaceful frame of mind that you claim to have? Not by self-government, but simply, and I believe I could say this, exclusively by faith in the Son of God. And it's come through the school of hard knocks. Yeah. And you know what? If you get puffed up in that, God, I'm not done yet. I know I'm going to have more hard knocks. Oh, this is the beginning of the end. How many hearing this? How many know? You're going to have hard knocks. They are going to come. But you know what? The Bible says, I am a sojourner. I'm just traveling through here. I don't have anything, the Bible says, and yet I'm rich. I've learned to be, I look out here, well, I can look at all this that God has made. I'm rich. I don't have to have a lot to eat, and I'm rich. An apple will do me fine, or a roast turkey, that'll do me fine. It doesn't matter. It's no big thing. What is rich? Rich is giving your life to gain your life. And sometimes when you give your life, you're not understood by people. They just refuse to understand how you will give your life. To give your life to this little corner of the world. You mean, hi Cheryl. Have you given your life to this corner? Are you saying you've given your life to 1000 Oliver Avenue North and the surrounding area? I am. And I'm content to stay here. I really am content to stay here. Isn't that funny? A guy asked me the other day, well, why don't you just leave? Well, it seems like that ever since you come down here, you've been having all kinds of problems. I said, well, wherever I go, I have problems. I says, that's my middle name, Paul Problem Arnopoulos. My mother told me that. She says, you used to call me Paul Problem Kid. And my brother, they used to call him Davy Crumple Fenders, because every car he drove, he crumpled the fenders up on. And it just seemed like trouble followed me around. But see, if it's following you around, you have to learn how to live in it. Don't you? Don't you have to learn how to live in it? God, I mean, you just look at your life. And I was talking with my sister Margie the other night. She was an alcoholic, the same as I was. She's in Chicago, and she yells out, and she's drunk, and she yells out, she's got these two suitcases, and she said, I threw them down. And she says, when, God, when? And the people are looking at her. And God said no, and she got saved right there on State Street. Boy, you could sure write a musical out of that one, couldn't you? Saved on Straight Street and State Street, and just threw down her bags and says, when, God, are you going to answer me? When are you going to take care of me? When? Then he will. He'll answer you. Say amen, somebody. And you learn how to give your life. Once in a while, you forget how lousy it was. And you start to get discontented like I did the other day until I got up and I did my dirty dishes. Say amen, somebody. I got my mind off of people. I got my eyes stayed on Christ. Say amen, somebody. Don't place your affections on people and what they think of you. God, half the time we don't think nothing of each other. Say amen, somebody. We're too busy with feeding our faces and doing this and so on like that. And don't worry about it. People find some other kind of way of getting around. They get tired of picking on you. Say amen, somebody. You have somebody picking on you? I get tired of picking on you. I mean, you'll be old news pretty soon. Do you read yesterday's newspaper for a month? Huh? Okay, now I promise I'm going to close this time. Learn how to suffer like old soldiers for Christ's sake. Learn how to do that. I remember getting saved in 1972 and going through that, getting off my alcohol and getting off my drugs and getting off of those things. I remember in 1974 going out to evangelize with one suit and one pair of shoes, and they got so bad they were run over, and I'd come out of money. I remember 1975, my house ministry. Remember we pulled down the wall, Cheryl, and we all got there, and we were pulling down this wall in my house? Do you remember that, Alicia? Were you? Yeah. And we pulled down this wall so we could get more people in the house for the house ministry. Remember the mortuary up here? We started preaching in the mortuary in 1976, and then the little church I think we went in there in 76 to 78. And then we came down here to the north side in 1978, had a mass exodus of people. I mean, 400 people were, oh man, they were running. Let me out of here. Huh? And since then, I've had many pod leavings. What do you mean by pod leavings? Did you ever see that show? I'm closing. But did you ever see that show, The Pod People? How many have seen that show where they had these things from outer planet came down, they were pods? Put your hand up if you've seen it, because then I can tell you the story. You see that one? Well, it happens in churches sometimes. You're looking at somebody, and it's the same guy, and you're looking at him, and all of a sudden, well, it's and I'll just use you, okay? It's Marty, but it isn't Marty. And he turns around. Huh? And then the whole different ones are turning into pods. And at the end of this show, this guy is sitting there and says, honey, I'm sure glad we made it through that thing. And she turns around, ooh, huh? my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And these pod people walk out, ooh, huh? Out of the church they go. Friends, you've known them for a long time, but all of a sudden, you change. You're not the people that I once knew. No need to tell me that it's through. You're a pod person now. Goodbye. Huh? I know you preachers can relate with me. You've been through the pod treatment, same as I have. Pardon me, and out they go. Learn to be content, or you'll never have enough. Learn to be content, or you'll never have enough. You have wealth, you want more. I know a guy, he had acres in South Dakota. He had all the acres, all around thousands and thousands of acres. And there was a 40-acre farm right next to him. The guy wouldn't sell it, and he died wanting that thing. I got to get that 40 acres. It's ruining the whole picture. Huh? Never have enough. Don't be envious of one another. Don't be envious of a guy that's better looking than you are, guys, or a girl that's better looking than you are. I have learned, you people down here that are listening to me and you are poor, there's two kinds of poor. Many in the world are poor, but can you be content in being poor? I'm talking about the Lord's poor. There's the Lord's poor and there's the devil poor. There's devil's poor. The people are lazy and they're sluggards and you know, they get into their own vices and drugs and alcohol and their own extravaganzas. and they get into these things, and that's the poor that they make for themselves. That's a poor. When we go out, and girls, don't be easy. Don't be easy. Are you hearing it? Listen on the radio. Don't be easy. Listen, Mary Lou. Mary Lou, I got this pad, see, and I need somebody to help me pay the rent. And I'm just wondering if you want me to be your roommate. Will you be my roommate, Mary Lou? God, that is so shallow. Somebody wanting you to say, of course not. And on top of it, you want me to pay half of the rent? Isn't that yucko? Say amen, somebody. Then they could just pick up and leave you, too. Bye-bye. So long, roommate. Found another roommate. Want to meet her? And vice versa. You don't need a roommate. Say amen, somebody. Learn how to be content. I remember I had two jobs. I had a job, and then I got into a business, and I was content in it. I was content in working 20 hours a day, 7 days a week, and then I started embezzling funds. So I couldn't take any vacations because somebody would find out about me. Are you hearing this message? And I'm going to close in about 3 minutes. And somebody, so no, the doors are locked anyway, so just stand in the back. And you know, where was I? Help me out here. But anyway, learn how to be content. Learn how to have a holy calmness. Maybe you're a sufferer today. This is the end. Maybe you're suffering over something. Learn how to be content in your suffering. Maybe your little heart is about ready to bust. Learn how to be content. And how do you learn that? Well, just let your little heart break. Because it'll get repaired. It'll all pass. All things I've learned. Now you get to be my age, you learn that things pass. Say amen, somebody. Let them pass. Learn how to deny yourself over and over and over and over. Learn to be patient with people when they come up with ignorant questions. Learn how to be patient with people when they come to talk to you unappointed, unwanted, unneeded. Because in the end, godliness with contentment hath great gain. Are you hearing this message today? Contentment must be learned, and the only way you learn it is going the full gamut. And you never stop learning how to be content. So you got to practice it. You got to cultivate it. Before all that happens, there's got to be a lot of plowing. And you got to have, I think one of the most important ingredients here that I can give you a real tip here today is have you a sense of humor. Develop it. Nurse it, rehearse it, blow it through a horn. But you know what I mean? Learn how to have a sense of humor. When somebody just gets on your case, learn how to laugh and learn how to have a sense of humor about the thing. See? Because sometimes we're kind of hard on each other, aren't we? Yeah, we are. But we can learn how to be content in things. Isn't that great? Get up and do your dirty dishes. Get up and make your bed. Don't lay there with bed sores on that one side. Roll over. Give the other side a chance. You know what I mean? But learn how to be content. When you first stop drinking, you aren't content. Oh, God, you're thinking about the booze. And you stop smoking, same way. I was reaching for that cigarette. Oh, God. Tore off several pockets. You know what I mean? I ate so much candy, I gained 50 or 60 pounds because I wasn't content. Well, these gumdrops will take the place of this cigarette. They did. I was filled. I learned how to be content being filled. I was so fat. Man. I was just saying it Friday night. I was so big that every time I went by, they'd throw a saddle on me, big as a horse. Now, you're sitting here today, and I think the message spoke to a lot of people here today. And for the radio audience, just 2 30-second comments about something that spoke to you in this message about being content. Just a 30-second, 20-second, would you believe 5 seconds? Anything. Anybody? Now, I couldn't have done all that talking. Well, something happened here. Is something happening in your heart? Anything? And learn how to be content? Right here? Okay. Okay. Here I come. Ready or not?
Actually, that thing about the song and worrying about whether or not somebody would take it, you know, and say that it was there, I went through real fears over that stuff. And it boiled down to wanting my own recognition for the thing. So what I did was have it copywritten.
Very good idea. Not that we're not content, but you know how people are. Anybody else? Girls, you got any kind of comment at all? Well, you'll probably have a lot of comments when you leave here, right? Do you come off the radio? Have you listened to me on the radio? How did you come here? Just walked in? Who? Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't look nothing like him. You're pretty. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, I see. I see. Well, you're both good looking then. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm getting into trouble here. No, you got into trouble by saying that too, didn't you? The guy that was with him. Oh my. Anyone else? Anyone else? Well, in that case, happy Mother's Day. And the radio audience, happy Mother's Day out there to each one of you out there. And Mom, happy Mother's Day, that great cloud of witnesses that's watching me up there. I can see you now with plaster all over your head and in your cup. You're always in trouble, aren't you?
Go with your tea, the tea.